Okay, so let's think like this. Is that first? Let's take an example. It's hard to relate to the example of the meat in the chair. I don't know. I just thought of a different example, which we mentioned yesterday. Is just like the idea of like a couple, right? If you say, "Can you pass me a couple of those carrots or whatever it is you're saying, a couple." So, a couple. Does you'd say the guy's going to turn to you and say, "Well, you mean two? Or you mean like a couple? You know, like a couple could be used to mean two, or it could be used to mean a few, right? So what's the difference in the two usages, right? And every it's not like I always use it to mean two and you always use it to mean a few. No, every person uses it in two senses. So what are these two senses? So it could be that there's a sense. It's kind of like where Hillel is going. Is that there's if you want to be precise, definitive about a thing, a couple means two. Okay? That's what a couple means. Okay? If man is talking precisely, definitions, a couple's two. Okay? That's like a... Like Jerry said, you look up in the dictionary, or someone said, you look up in the dictionary, you're going to see two. Couples, two. That's what two means. Precisely, that's what a couple means, two. But then, there's sometimes a person talks in like a looser, more descriptive kind of a sense. Okay? And like, and he may use, even though the precise idea of a couple is two, but since a few kind of is related to two, okay, it partakes of a certain characteristic of two, namely, I guess, more than one, something like that. And therefore, when a person's talking in a loose, descriptive fashion, you could use the word a couple to connote even more than two. Okay? Or in our instance, meat. So definitively, basar means meat. Okay? If a person wants to be precise, you say basar for meat and oh for chicken. Okay? That's the term. But in a looser type of a sense, see, there's something in common between chicken and meat. Okay? So a person may descriptively, he may call that, yeah, we're having meat for dinner. But he means meat as opposed to milchiks, right? Or something like that. He doesn't mean... But he's talking in a loose type of a way. More descriptively, he means meat. He doesn't. If you say, do you really mean precisely what we mean by meat? No, I don't really mean. I mean meat. Yeah, you know, the looser, the more descriptive type of a way. Okay? So a word could be used by man for more than its precise, I guess, scientific definition allows for. Okay, that's the way man uses words. Sometimes man uses words precisely, sometimes they use them in a more loose fashion. Now, if that's the case, what would you say Nedarim should go by? What would you say Nedarim should go by? And this is, I think, what did you guys say when you were at? So I was thinking, that so it sounds more sovereign, this is the point Michael was making yesterday, is that since it's Lashon B'nai Adam, and Lashon B'nai Adam do use words imprecisely, they do talk descriptively, people do... use basar to refer to oaf. That is included in man's speech. Man does talk like that. So therefore, you're going to tell me what does the word include in man's language. So sometimes it includes, if he uses it in a certain manner, it's going to only mean basar proper. But the word also does refer to chicken. So therefore, how do you restrict yourself only to that precise thing? It would seem to be, what does the Lashon infer? And the Lashon certainly contains a reference to chicken. That's what Rabbi Kiva is arguing. He says, a guy's not going to come and say, do you want beans? Or do you want something else? So it must be that there is a connotation of it to mean basar. Now it happens to mean oaf. Happens to be, did he mean it in this specific, but whatever. But the question is, does the Lashon tolerate that, doesn't have that meaning built into it? So yeah, the Lashon must have that meaning if sometimes a person uses it that way. So why, what's the argument of the Chachamim that it's Lashon Adam is restricted only to a very specific kind of usage of this precise type of usage? Why should it be that way? Okay? You with me so far? Yeah. For instance, if you look in the dictionary under meat or basar, it will say definition one, basar. Definition two, basar and oaf. So that is a valid definition of the term. If people use it, that's the Lashon tolerates that. Lashon, that is included in the definition of the term. So why are you restricting yourself, Chachamim, to this very specific, precise term, the meaning of the term? Why don't you recognize the fact that the term is also used by Bnei Adam in that other manner? Right, that's what I'm saying. It would seem, with this once we define the two sides, it seems that Once we make precise the two sides and two ways of talking, it would seem that the argument of Rabbi Kiva is accurate. And why the question turns to why the Chacham are locked into this precise type of talking. But the other thing is like this, is that See, when it comes to Kol Tarkula, the Torah's categories are always precise. Okay, friends, if the Torah says there's an Isser to eat Treifa, so you have to look, what is the definition of Treifa? And this is a very precise, specific halachic definition. And halacha always works by very tight, solid categories. Doesn't say descriptively. Treifa is like a loose kind of a framework. It's not. Halachic categories are precise and defined. They don't lend themselves to like a looseness kind of descriptiveness. You know what I mean? So for instance, if the Torah said basar, it would mean basar. It would mean no. Okay? If you forget Lashem and Adam, I'm saying, and everywhere else besides for Nadarim, the Torah always works in precise, defined categories. And you can't say, Torah says Basar, oh, well, Basar could also, in a vague kind of a way, mean Shekin. You say, yeah, but that's not the way Halacha deals with precise, defined categories. And it doesn't go by a loose type of a definite, loose inclusion in a term. That's not the world of Halacha. Right, we're saying that's the way Lashem and Adam is, right? That's what. But in the general, besides for Nedarim, Halacha's definitions are the precise definitions. Okay, now all of a sudden it comes to Nedarim, and you have this Halacha that in Nedarim we go after Lashem and Adam. Okay, so how do you understand that? Okay, do you say that that means that this area is exempt from that principle? Okay, it's true. Generally, Halacha deals with very precise definitions. But when it comes to Nedarim, since Nedarim is given over to man, and a person is making, so to speak, making up his own Isser, you can make an Aneda, you can make up whatever you want. There's no the parameters, you can say whatever you want. So therefore, it's given over to man's categories. And if man and man's Lashon. So if man talks loosely, then that's loosely. Then that's what's included. This is not, you can't apply that strict, rigorous halachic standard of definition to this area, because that's the idea of Lashem and Adam. Lashem and Adam means that this area is exempt from that whole type of thinking. This is an area which goes by Lashem and Adam. And Lashem and Adam lends itself to descriptiveness, looseness, vagueness, all that stuff. So therefore, the term of Basar in man's loose world does include off. Precision doesn't allow for it. It's true, but Lashem and Adam isn't precise. A man talks vaguely, a man talks loosely, and that's this whole idea. Nedarim goes, Acha Lashem and Adam. That's the klal in Nedarim. Okay? That's Rabbi Akiva's argument. Right? That's Rabbi Akiva's argument. But it could be the Chachamim say now, is that there's no exceptions to that rule. Okay? Halacha is precise, period. Definitions, rule in every area of halacha. The only thing is what does it mean that Nedarim go Acha Lashem and Adam? See, the question is how do you define Basar? Okay? It's true, it's a definition. But do you define Basar based upon the Torah's definition of Basar? Namely, out of that which will cause a state of Simcha? Do you define it based upon different societies may consider Basar, and maybe society will be health conscious, and they'll consider anything, whatever, as Basar. Anything which is the health characteristics of Basar is Basar. Another society may consider it based upon the taste. Everything's about taste, and they'll say everything's Basar. I mean, they're different. How are you going to, which definition of Basar are you going to use? Did the Torah fix for you a definition? If you want to know what Treifa is, you can't ask societies, you can't ask people. It's nothing to do with man. The Torah comes in with its own predefined categories. And it has nothing to do with how man uses Torah, nothing to do with that. But when it comes to Nedarim, you go by Lashem and Adam, means the definition which we choose for a particular word is the human definition. What does mankind, in this era, whatever it is, use when they define Basar? If you ask the guy on the street, how do you define Basar? Okay? Now, any guy who you're going to ask on the street to define Basar, if you ask him to be defined, precise, because again, this is halacha, it's precise, he's going to say Basar is only Basar, it's not of. Okay? So if you say that halacha, again, the point is that halacha is always precise and defined, doesn't lend itself to looseness, descriptiveness. So therefore, you only go by definitions. So therefore, if you say a couple, you mean two. A couple is two. A couple, loosely, it can't be good. Loosely, it's halacha. Halacha is precise. And the definition of a couple means two. So therefore, you have to go by two. When some people use the term in one way and some people use it, when they're talking definitively one way and some people use it another way, then you have a suffix. Because then there's really, in the world of definitions, it's unclear. There's two ways to define it. But here, when it comes to Basar, when it comes to Yerakos, everyone, if they're talking definitively, uses it in one way. That's not a suffix. Halacha only goes by definitions. And therefore, he says, That I don't care if the Sheikh's going to ask about it, but if you're talking precisely, precise definitions, even man's precise definitions, only don't include this other thing, and therefore it's not included in the nether.
I don't see why it's not a suffix.
Example, I thought in the case of suffix would be like doctor, the term doctor. If you say, I'm going to have not have any enough from any doc, all doctors. So the question, what does doctor mean? So I say most people in general in America use the term doctor, medical doctor, but when they're being definitive about a doctor. But there's another sense as a PhD, and there is a segment of society who when they say doctor, they mean including PhDs. And they're being definitive. They're not being loose and descriptive. They really mean, because PhD is doctor. That is a doctor. Now, what's that going to mean now if I say doctor? That would be a case of suffix, because mixed-up people and their definitions are going to use it for PhDs. Your average a different person, Joe on the street, is going to definitely mean only doctor, only a medical doctor. So that's a case where people being in the definition itself, there are two definitions. But what we're saying here is that by basar, no one, if they're being precise, is going to say basar means oaf. And no one, like if you say a couple, is going to say a couple means three or four or five. It doesn't mean that. But man talks loosely. That's this case. That's a different case. That's a different case. That's where you go by, that's a machlokas. But that's where the Rambam paskins, that it's included. That it's included, right? The Rambam does pass it. Included. He says he even includes descriptive. Right? So this is a point Jerry was making before, is that why is it that according to, that we go by the shliach, according to the chachamim, so he said, because if you're being definitive, he says, if you tell a shliach to get you meat, see, he'll bring back, why will he bring back meat and he won't bring back chicken? I'll have to come ask you. Because meat, the definition of meat is red meat. He doesn't have to ask you, did you mean red meat? Of course, that's the definition of the term. You're not going to have to ask if the term means by definition that thing. Of course, he's going to include, he'll bring you back anything which is in that definition. If he asks you for a vegetable, he'll bring back without asking anything. Vegetables mean all these things. And he's going to bring back any one of those things, no questions. When does he ask a question? When the definition of the term doesn't include it, but sometimes man talks that way and does include it. That's when you have to go and ask. But if it's in definition, there's no questions. So that's what he's going to say, is how do you find out what the definition of the term is? If you ask your shliach and he says, will he bring it back? If he will bring it back, then you know it's in the definition. That's the way to test it. Right? There's no questions asked about that.